The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Listen, I heard this story from a Rebbe of mine in Beis Medrash, Rabbi Binyamin Przanski, who actually went over to the person that the story happened to. So even though it's going to sound like, well, come on, no way, yeah, no. It didn't happen. It happened. He went over to him, and the guy told him the story, and it's really, you'll see. So you'll do a story. Okay, so here we go. A verified story. This is the Segula. There was a man by the name of Manish. Oh, I know the story. I told you, you'll probably know it, and it's Chazara. So there was a man by the name of Manish, and he was a Hasidish Yid who worked in a local grocery. It could be that many of you know him, actually. And he might seem like a regular person to you that's just running the meat section in this, you know, particular grocery. But he's a very special Yid, a very special Yid with Amuna Pshuta, real Amuna. Real trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you see somebody and you look at the outside, that's it. Regular Yid. First of all, what's a regular Yid? It's not like him. But I'll go upon him. A very chashuv of a person inside. Anyways, he was an older bacher, and he was already older than 25 years old, and he was single. He wasn't married. He wasn't even in Shidduchim yet because he had an older brother who, you know, wasn't finding the right one. And he was in front of him. And in the Chassidus Shevelt, or at least in this part of the Chassidus, you know, they don't really cut in front of the line. So he was waiting, and he really wanted to get married. But the problem was that he had an older brother. And it was a few days before Pesach, a few years ago, he went to his mother, and he said, Mother. He said, we need to figure something out here, because on the one hand, I don't want to go in front of my older brother. On the other hand, I'm actually getting older. I'm not getting younger. And it's time, and the phone is not ringing. I mean, it is ringing, except that random Indian guy who, you know, is trying to sell him insurance. But otherwise, it's not really ringing for shidduchim purposes. And I really want to get married. And there's a big problem here. And like, so what do we do? We have to figure out what to do here. Because what do we do? It happens to be that his older married brother was there. And when he noticed that his mother didn't respond, she didn't really know what to say. He said, listen, he said, Manish, why don't you do the famous story from the Apterov on Leil HaSeder, that massive segula. Why don't you do that segula? And you never know. He's like, Segula, Apterov, the Ayiv Yisrael, what are you talking about? So he said, you don't know the famous story? He's like, obviously not. If I said, what are you talking about? He said, okay, let me tell you the story. He said, many years ago, it's a true story, Rabbi Sayyid, Apterov. Many years ago, there was a certain Yid who was extremely poor. He had nothing. And there was a certain time that his landlord came to him and said, listen, enough is enough. It's been long enough. You haven't paid your rent in months. And if you cannot pay by the next few days or, you know, whatever he said, so you have to leave. You have to get out. Aha, it's raining. I feel bad, but you have to get out. But it's snowing. You have to get out. That's what he said. Okay. So he wasn't sure what to do. He was like very depressed, very hard. He was already a very, very poor person. Like, mamish had nothing. And he spoke it over to his wife. And he said, what should we do? What's the eats of this, that, daven harder? And she said, you know, the Apterov, the Ayiv Yisrael, is giving a Shabbos HaGadol Joshua, and it might be worthwhile for you to go and get some chizuk. You know, you're very down. We're going through a hard time. Why don't you go to his Shabbos HaGadol Joshua? Okay, so he went to the Joshua. It was packed. And in the middle of the Joshua, right in the middle, he said, the Apterov said, there's a known segula, famous segula going around. There is a known segula. And I want to share this with the Olam. That's what he said. He said, if you open up to Magid in the Haggadah, so we start off with Manashtana, right? And then we have Vihisha Amda, then we have Tsei Ulamad, and then goes through the Pasuk, and then we have Vanitzak El Hashem, Eloike Avesenu, Vayishma Hashem Es Kailenu, Vayar Es Anyenu, Ves Amalenu, Ves Lachatsenu. We cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, the God of our ancestors. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our cry. He heard our cry. And he saw our suffering, our misery, our oppression, etc. And then it goes through, the Haggadah goes through the whole thing. But it's, Hashem, kimo shenemar, vayi bayom rabim, v'yishma Hashem, kimo shenemar, v'chulei, vayar, and he goes on. When we come up to this part, says the Apterov, during Shabbos HaGadol, when you come to this part, where we say, Vanitzak, that we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyone who needs anything, if you pause right there, the Seder, right when you're up to the words Vanitzak, whatever time it is, and you cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it means to scream, whether it means to cry out inside, you cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point, That is such an Isras, and it's such a Segul, such a time, a powerful time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer you. Again, this is what he said. Does that mean that for sure, nothing's guaranteed? There's a lot of cheshbonos, but it's a huge Isras. And Vanitzak El Hashem, Elikei Aviseinu, Vayishma Hashem Eskelenu. By that part in Magid, you stop, you close your eyes, and you just daven for whatever it is that you need. If you do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to help. Now you have to believe. You have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do this. You have to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything. There's no issues that are too big for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't tell Hashem how big our troubles are. We tell our troubles how big Hashem is. But Al Kopanim, if you cry out during the words, cry out, it's very likely you'll be answered. It's a very, very, not a standard, a very, very special time. And there could sprout a lot of Yeshua. Okay. A tremendous Esrat, and so when the Seed heard that, he ran home and he said, I must tap into the Segula, I'm about to be kicked out of my house. Told his wife. Okay, anyways, Seder night comes, and when they come to the words Vanitzak El Hashem, he started screaming. He's like, Hashem, you need to answer me. You have no idea. You have an idea. But for effect, you have no idea what I'm going through. I'm in such pain. I have no money. I'm about to be kicked out. It's pushing, snowing and raining outside. Hashem, please help me. Please help me. Please help me. His mom is screaming. And he has real amuna, real Hashem. He tapped into a level that he was just like, whoa, just feels different. Hashem, please, I need you to save me. I need you. I need the shidduch. I need the parnas. I need my child to get into yeshiva. I need to learn better. I need to be healthy. Hashem, please, please, please. And Rabbi said, listen to this. He wasn't on camera, by the way. This was real. A minute later, literally a minute later. So a minute later, he's up to Vayara Samyenu. Right? He's a few lines down. There's a knock at the door, a very hard knock at the door, and the neighbor comes bursting in, holding two massive bags of cash money. And he was panicking, and he told the Jew that he got into big trouble with the government, and he must run away for a little bit and lay low. And if you could just hold on to these two huge bundles cash money, then I'll give you a large sum when I return. And if I don't return for whatever reason, or I'm caught, do not snitch, do not say it was me, just keep the money. This happened literally right after he cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believed Emuna. Anyways, the next morning he wakes up. First of all, he was shocked. But the next morning he wakes up and he found out that his neighbor was killed in a tragic accident on the horse and buggy, whatever it was, and the money was his. He paid his rent for like the next 150 years, and Baruch Hashem, he was able to live very, very comfortably and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a story brought down from the after of the famous story. Anyways, back to our story. So Manasseh's older brother, married older brother, told him, why don't you do this segula? Leil Seder, it's a huge Eitz Rasen, Vanitzak El Hashem, stop over there, ask the whole table to daven for you. Everybody pause for 5 minutes and scream out, Hashem, Hashem, please help me. Hashem, please help. We need this shidduch, we need that shidduch, we need this, we need that. Help me. And Manasseh said, okay, I'll do that, you know. Maybe it will be a little awkward in public. No, it's worth it. It's kedai. So what happens? Rabbi Yisai, this story was verified by the man himself. Leil Seder, he sits down, they get to the words Vanitzak, and they start crying, and they start screaming. He told my Rebbe, he screamed 3 times. He said, Hashem, I need a shidduch. My brother needs a shidduch. Hashem, I need a shidduch. Yeah, 3 times. And he said, everybody, please join in. Everybody, please help me. Let's daven for a shidduch for my older brother and for me. Total emuna. Emuna pshuta. Hashem, you could do anything. And Rabbi Yisai. A few days later, the phone rang. And it was that Indian guy. He's like, insurance? No. A few days later, the phone started ringing and shidduchim were flying pashut, flying in all directions. For him, for his older brother. And now they didn't know what to do. Like, who should go out first? Like, the older brother first, then the younger one. They asked the Rav said, don't worry. You could both go at the same time. Even if you get engaged first, your brother will also get engaged. Bikitzer HaMaisa, Panash went out, got engaged a few weeks after Pesach, and a few days later, his older brother as well got engaged. And not only that, but the story made its way around a while ago, and people started sending their names to Manish. It was Rabbi Przanski gave out an email a few years ago to send names. This is what became his avoida, Leil Seder, to daven for people when he came up to Vanitzak. And many people, literally like a few days later, had Yeshuas. So There's no promises, there's no guarantees, but there are times that are very special times. There are certain tkufas that are esuetz and esuetzen. So let's tap into this. And worst case scenario, you'll build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nu. Rabbi said, let's believe and let's tap into this. The whole point of the Seder is Amuna. When the Olam gets up to Vanitzak Crystal, everybody, I'm begging, ask, daven your hearts out for Mashiach. That we should be able to go back to Yerushalayim, and let's all do that together. But let's have in mind each other, and let's daven for the things that we need, every single one of you, and spread the story around. Don't keep it to yourself. You don't have to spread it in this video. Say it yourself. Print it up. Type it out there. Get the Olam. When it comes to Vanitzak El Hashem Al Ekei Avisenu, which is right in the beginning of Magid, you stop over there, get the whole Mishpacha together, and cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that you need in order to serve Him. Rabbi say, everything in life that we do, everything that we daven for, I need a shidduch, I need parnasa, I need my kid to go on the derech, it's all for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a little bit more mechus nefesh to serve you. It's not for us. So it's really all for, I'm saying we're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for the right reasons, the Shema, and deep down we mean it this way. So Rabbi say, let's daven our hearts out when it comes to Vanitzak. And don't just daven for you. Daven for the whole Klal Yisrael. Daven for the Geula. Daven we should go back to Yerushalayim. Daven for the person sitting next to you. And B'siyata D'Shmai, we should all be Zeicha, that with this Segula, we should all be answered L'Teiva, and this little Seder should be a time of pure Emunah. We should finally just believe and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching our every move. Have a wonderful Yontif, Rabbi Yisai Kol Tov.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org